to the Fondcast. I'm Stefan Rudd. I think it's time to get to the bottom of this Matt Gaetz situation here. You know, the news cycles, they come around in cycles. They come around after the previous story loses steam or loses, the people's attention, or a bigger incident comes around that it needs to be, you know, we need to be looking the other way from. And now we're back here again at the Matt Gaetz story. And we know that the guy that they're claiming is his wingman, which is ridiculous, but they claim this guy to be his wingman, Joel Greenberg. He took a plea deal. He was arrested, took a plea deal, and apparently is cooperating with the feds. So now we have Matt Gaetz again. And his picture with, you know, little girls, not nefariously though, it's just he with pictures of little girls at a high school when he made an appearance. They took before the pandemic happened. So these photographs are now being circulated around the internet. And all he's doing is taking a photo op with girls at high school, and he has other ones with guys with the boys at high school. He's not doing anything at all nefarious. There's nothing to the photographs that are even remotely inappropriate. It's just like, you know, if you were a celebrity and you visited, you know, you had a talk somewhere, and maybe a college campus or maybe a high school. And the kids know who you are, and they want to take a photograph with a celebrity. That's what these photographs are. Well, now they're trying to criminalize taking a photo op, doing photo ops with children, as if you doing that in a public setting with people all around, adults everywhere. He's not at a private party somewhere. This is a school, a public school, at a public event, and he did a photo op with kids. Now they've not shown the photographs of him with the boys. They're only showing the ones with girls. Isn't that interesting how when the news headlines are slanting towards a certain direction, then you have the idiots out there who are going to take whatever they can find to make that storyline look like it's official. Now, if they had said that he had trafficked a young boy, a minor who was a boy, then they would have gone out and gotten all of his photo ops with young boys and used that as evidence. But they're not even considering the young boys. They're just showing people on Twitter, on Telegram, on Facebook. They're showing people the photograph of him with young girls, like literal girls in high school. And they're all photo ops. Nothing about those pictures are inappropriate at all. But see, when you're not a Democrat, and if you're not Republican, that's a part of the system, a rhino, we call them, Republican in name only, then they treat you like that. They try to smear you, because the idea isn't to make the charges stick. They don't care about the charges too much. Now, if they can get you locked up, that's icing on the cake. But their main agenda is to ruin your name, your image, so that you can't even get a position of power or influence ever again in life. They don't want people who has a great platform, a great message, a good heart, to be in a position where they can influence the masses a certain direction. Does Trump? And Trump, you know, and Trump is still out there. He's getting more popular, and they can't understand why. And guess what? Matt Gaetz is in the same boat. He's getting more and more popular the more they attack him. Despite the fact that Matt Gaetz has exposed the fact that he was involved with a sting operation with the FBI to catch the people who are accusing him of these things which is who is the, which is crazy. He was working with the FBI, the white hat part ones, on a sting operation to catch other FBI officials who were trying to trap him in extortion and blackmail. And that part is being left out of all the news headlines and all the news stories. Why? Because Matt Gaetz is a Trump supporter. And you have to take down those people who grow stronger when they attack you. If you grow stronger, if you become better after being shot at, stabbed at, you know, stabbed, punched, kicked, if you grow stronger after all that, you have to be destroyed because you are a threat. The Democrats in the deep state, they are used to winning. They're used to succeeding with these smear campaigns. They're used to having their system work for them, perfected. They go to the press. Your name is mentioned in the press in a nefarious way, in a scandalous way. And what happens? Somehow, some way, you end up getting removed from power. They're almost undefeated in this way until Trump came along. Because what they did not understand is that the people have been noticing this now. We understand that you turn on people who don't agree with you. Trump was loved by everyone in Hollywood, in pop culture. He wrote books. He was on TV shows. Oprah even asked him to run for office back in the 90s. I mean, he Letterman asked him to run for office back in the 80s. He was well loved, y'all. But the thing is, you're only well loved when you're in the club. And if you're not in the club, then they find ways to remove you from prominence so you can't convince anyone else to leave the club. Truth to them is a cancer. Genuine love and peace and a man with good intentions is a cancer to the left. They don't like people who want to change things, who want to make things better. They want to see you destroyed. They want to see things destroyed because their goal is to form the new world order. A one world government under a one world currency and a one world leader. And they want one religion for the entire world. That's their plan. That's their agenda. And if you are in their way on those fronts, then they are going to remove you or try to. And these are things that we've known for years. And they try different things, you know, different ways to get it done. And they usually succeed, but now they're struggling because Matt Gaetz is more liked than they assumed. He has more followers. So Joel Greenberg cut a deal. But the problem with Joel Greenberg is he's just like Michael Cohen for Trump. Big time liar. He's been charged with six felonies. Two or three of them are felony lies. He's been charged with perjury. So you get a person who's being charged with lying to testify against somebody who's not who, you know, they want to get who to ray after. Part of their plea agreement is about him helping them catch Matt Gaetz. That's part of the deal. And when you have those kinds of illegal arrangements, you're going to find all kinds of acting going on here. But in the end, the truth is going to come out. It's going to be exposed. And these people will walk right into a trap. They're going to be exposed. And when it happens, the whole world is going to realize what they have been doing for a long time. Follow me on Facebook. I'm facebook.com/StephanRudd. I'm still there for now. I'm just in Facebook jail until the next 2.5 weeks. I'm also on Telegram at t.me/StephanRudd. Everything I post on Facebook, I also post on Telegram, so you can follow me on either one of those channels, and you'll see the same things. If you're on Facebook and I'm not there, you don't see me, then just join me on Telegram. I'll say the same things there. Parler, I'm on there, but I can't even log in anymore because they're having a problem with the site, so I'm probably going to just X Parler out altogether and just deal with Telegram and Facebook for now. And when Trump's thing comes out, I'll join his thing, obviously. And Mike Lindell's Frank speech, I'll be on there too. So I'll be on those four channels, outlets. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm not going to be joining everything because I can't manage every account at one time. So I'm going to do Facebook, Telegram, Frank speech, and then Trump's thing when it comes out. And then I'm going to do Rumble when I arrive at that time when I'm doing videos, okay? So my website is thefoncast.com. So there was a story in the Daily Beast days ago. And it says, how Joel Greenberg's plea deal spells trouble for Matt Gaetz. And it says here, as Representative Matt Gaetz one-time wingman, Joel Greenberg pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges on Monday. And the problem is, they're saying that this is his wingman. And they put it in quotes because they know that it's not true. They put wingman in quotes because Joel Greenberg is not his wingman. Joel Greenberg is actually a person that gave Matt Gaetz problems in the past. Now, they took a photograph. They took one or two photographs together at an event with Roger Stone. And that was it. And then they're acting like this is evidence that this photograph is evidence that Matt Gaetz and him are wingmen. And the way they were positioned in the photograph, he was at the wing. It was Roger Stone to the left. It was Joel Greenberg to the right, and it was Matt Gaetz behind both of them in the middle. So when you keep seeing Joel Greenberg as Matt Gaetz's wingman, this is how they came up with the term. From a photograph that he took. They can't find a whole lot. They cannot find a whole bunch of photographs of them together. But that one photograph where he's on the left wing. And so now they call him the wingman. These people are jokes. Says, he pleaded guilty to 6 federal charges on Monday. A plane flew above the nearby federal courthouse in Orlando with this banner attached to the tail, TikTok Matt Gaetz. Gaetz, who is reportedly under investigation for the same allegation at the center of Greenberg's charges. Reportedly, now mind you, he is reportedly under investigation for the same allegation. You hear this? You see, these words are important. See, words are important. Because nothing is happening yet, basically. It's all just words. Sex trafficking a 17-year-old girl was not mentioned by name in the 86-page plea agreement for Greenberg. So you're telling me that there is a plea agreement. This is a legal document, right? A legal document for an agreement to cooperate with the feds. It's an 86-page plea deal. Nowhere in the official document, legal document that they're going to use in court, is the girl's name mentioned anywhere in the document, huh? Well, Stephon, that's because they don't want the minor's name released. They don't want her released because she's a minor. Then redact the dang thing. They do it all the time, y'all. You put in, you know, a minor's name that's being mentioned as listed as a victim in the case. And then when you show the world the plea agreement, you redact the name. Duh. So you're telling me that there's a real girl out there, and she's not even being mentioned in the legal documents. This is the first sign that something is BS, people. But even without Matt Gaetz's name, the court documents, let's see, the girl, I'm sorry, I skipped the line here. Matt Gaetz's name also wasn't mentioned in the document. this gets better. So we have the girl's name isn't mentioned in the document. And then Matt Gaetz's name isn't even mentioned in the document. Nowhere in the plea deal does Matt Gaetz's name ever come up. Nowhere in the plea deal does the girl's name come up. But yet they're making this about Matt Gaetz. Okay. But even without Matt Gaetz's name, the court documents spell potential doom. How? Please tell me how. For the Florida congressman, a number of problematic details in Greenbrush plea agreement could point to Gaetz, particularly if you know where to look. So in other words, you don't have anything. you have nothing, and you're saying we're going to put him in here anyway. We're going to pretend that he's actually in trouble. And hopefully we'll find something to catch him on. I'm sorry, if you have a victim, a 17-year-old victim, and you have a wingman, so-called wingman, who's also an informant, and you're telling me you don't have enough information to bring charges on him yet? Huh? Yet we're sitting here talking about possibility. Anyone can possibly be a pedophile. Anyone can possibly commit a crime. Anyone can possibly be be even a victim of a crime. But you cannot arrest somebody on possibilities. And the public is not going to receive it. Unless they're left wing idiots. Not everyone left wing is idiot, but there are a lot of them. You're not going to see anyone latch on to the story like that emotionally off of a possibility. This is crazy. Chief among the issues for Gaetz is the prospect Chief among the issues for Gaetz is the prospect, another possibility, the prospect that the once 17-year-old girl in question may be cooperating. These people are funny. So you're telling me that how many if this then that's are in here? This is all a conjecture. This is a fishing assignment. Chief among the issue. This is the chief issue. The chief is the top. The chief is the leader. This is the biggest part of the operation, the biggest part of the issue. Chief among the issues for Gaetz is the possibility that the once 17-year-old who's now probably 25 is my guy, 23, whoever knows how old she is, if there is a girl, which means that now her name does not have to be left out of documents because she's not a minor anymore. She was a minor when it started, then redact the name. May be cooperating with investigators. According to the plea filing, after Greenberg learned that investigators were probing his commercial sex acts, and they put that in quotes, by the way. They put commercial sex acts in quotes. Because it's not really what's happening here. They're calling it that. You hear me? This is how they get around printing libel. Putting libel in paper stuff. They put it in quotes. And they say, oh, well, we didn't say that what it was. We were assuming. We said possibly. We said alleged. We said maybe. The prospect of. We never said he. But you was implying that he was criminal. This is how they get around a libel. It's a tactic that he used. You can impugn the guy that you're accusing while never accusing him. So, this piece goes on and on. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because I'm running out of time here. But this thing goes on and on. And if you keep reading this thing here, everything is if, maybe, could, possibly, we think, allegedly. Nothing in here is definitive. They have no facts. But then you have to ask yourself, why is it happening now? Ghislaine Maxwell in the news. She's going to court, you know, a trial again in a few months. We have, you know, several other people. Now we have this surviving Jeffrey Epstein documentary, docuseries going on now. Just came out a couple weeks, like a month ago. It's on a Lifetime channel. Now they're trying to put Jeffrey Epstein at the forefront. I'm like, why do they always, I was telling, you know, my wife the other day, why do they always tell these stories when they're already dead or arrested? I mean, it's not noble to put a surviving R. Kelly, a surviving Jeffrey Epstein, when they're already arrested. Where was that when they were out there committing the crimes? And they could have been, you know, you could have drawn attention to them. And now, in defense, I think R. Kelly is what did come, the first season of Surviving R. Kelly did come out when he was still innocent, rather when he was still a free man. But they always come out after the fact, and they want to talk about things later on after it's over. That's sidebar. So we have these stories that are now coming out of the woodworks here, and I believe that we're getting ready to see some things change in the area of sex trafficking. And I believe they're trying to get in front of this before the Patriots have a chance to expose them for who they are. There's a piece in the CDs in Yahoo News that was taken from Politico. It says CDC's second in command, Anne Suchet, to step down. That's the second CDC official. Not no regular. We're talking about some top officials. The number two. She's number two in line. She stepped down. Someone else stepped down last week. The one who was in charge of the entire pandemic relations, or whatever you call it, she stepped down. So now we have two officials from the CDC step down around the same time that we have the CDC revising their numbers again. And they're saying now that, oh, well, you know, out of 500,000 Americans, only 5% now had COVID, died from COVID alone. So now you're telling me that only 5,000 people out of 5,000 out of 500,000 died of COVID by itself. Everyone else had something else involved, right? There's a story that came out a while back, and you want to know who he is. I'm gonna say it's gonna sound racist, but it's not racist at all. Okay, if you're white, you might not know who he is. The black folks, we know who he is. He's an actor. His name is Tiny Lister. Okay, he went by Debo. He was a big guy. He was a big strong guy with the gray eye and the brown eye. With a deep booming voice, he played Debo in Friday, right? He also was a wrestler back in the 90s. He wrestled Hulk Hogan at some event, I think it was, and he played Zeus for CMC. Let me see if I can find a reference that you guys can. In Batman, The Dark Knight, he was the guy. He was the guy at the end of the movie. On the prison barge, and they were trying to decide whether to blow up the ship across from them or throw the detonator out the window. And he was the guy that stood up and says, say, give me the whatever. And he threw it out the window, and he had the big old tattoo on his face. That's Debo. Okay, that's Tiny. Look, if you don't know who he is, look up Tiny Lister, and you'll find his name. Okay, so the black people, we know who he is. We love him. Great guy. So anyway, he actually passed, right? This is old news, but he passed back in December of last year, And this is a report from CNN. And this was reported everywhere. It wasn't just CNN, but this is a CNN headline. It's from December 11th, right? Trump's still president. It says, Thomas Tiny Lister Jr., Friday actor, dead at 62 years old after apparently experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, right? And you read down here, it says the actor and wrestler Thomas Lister Jr., also known as Tiny, we call him Debo, was found dead in his home Thursday after experiencing COVID-19 symptoms. His manager told CNN. See, he said the actor started feeling sick a week ago, but his symptoms got really bad, really quick. Manager Cindy Cohen said he couldn't breathe. He felt very weak. She said. It literally went so fast, Cohen added. Lister was better than it goes on to explain what he, started. So you can see by the story here, and it's just one headline. They focus a lot of the story on COVID-19. He had problems breathing. He had problems, it happened really quick and he just died. Well, here's a story that came out of the, who is this by? This is from the Newsbreak app. Not sure where the original story came from offhand. Rolling out. That's the publication here. It says, after Tommy Tiny Lister's cause of death confirmed, right? Watch this. Now, this is dated yesterday. Tommy Tiny Lister, who starred in Hollywood movies including Friday and The Fifth Element, died from heart disease. His autopsy confirmed. 5 months later. 5 months later. No, 6 months later. They're now saying that he died of heart disease. He had a heart attack. So what changed over the last 6 months? Oh, Trump's gone, right? Trump's not in office anymore. So they were so clear back then that he died of COVID. He had the symptoms. He had the heart problems. He couldn't breathe. And it happened fast, right? So they declared it a COVID death. And then now, 6 months later, they revised his death. And said, "Oh no, he didn't die of COVID. He had coronavirus." And even in the piece here, look here. It says the actor passed away in December 20th, and although the test showed he had coronavirus at the time of his death, a post mortem examination determined his cause of death to hypertensive. I can't read these words. I'm not a doctor, y'all. The dude had a problem with his heart. Okay. I can't read this word. Is like A-T-H-E-R. I can't read it. Look, y'all, I can't read that word. I'm not a doctor, but the dude had heart disease. Basically, he had high blood pressure and heart disease. And when you have a heart attack, you can't breathe because your heart is failing. According to TMZ, the autopsy noted a nasal swab came back positive for COVID-19. And Lister was found to have fluid in his chest when he died, as well as an enlarged heart with high blood pressure, poor circulation in his legs, and a coronary artery disease. He has all these issues with him. And also, it says the character actor's manager, Cindy Cohen, which is Tiny's lawyer, manager, previously revealed her client, who also had type 2 diabetes. You hear me? He had hypertension, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, poor circulation, coronary artery disease, and he had type 2 diabetes. But they called it a COVID death when it was on Trump's watch, when they wanted to get rid of him. And now that, Trump is gone, they so-called gone, they're saying, oh, no, wait a minute here. Let's revise this death here. It's not really COVID that killed him. it was heart disease. It was type. He basically died of heart attack. There are a lot of deaths, y'all, that were classified as COVID-19, and they were not COVID deaths. We're going to see a large number of people revise their numbers. And this is why I believe the CDC is revising them, and why top officials are stepping down. They're getting ready to be indicted on charges. I believe that. And you say, well, how stuff? How are they going to get more charges to free? They don't even run the FBI. Because the military can arrest whoever they want to. U.S. Marshals can arrest whoever they want to. The U.S. Marshals are not working for the DOJ. The U.S. Marshals are independent. Y'all keep focusing on the FBI. The FBI is, they can't even arrest sitting officials. U.S. Marshals can arrest sitting officials. The military can arrest U.S. officials. Sitting, you know, U.S. officials. So let's stop acting like the entire, everybody in the system is corrupted. It's only a small group of people corrupted. It's a lot of them, but it's a small group. But the system is so big, the majority of them are patriots. But when you have the heads of departments that are corrupted, then they're going to have corrupt rules and regs for their employees. Just like the DHS. They could have built the wall this entire year, even though Biden had the EOs. The EOs were slapped down by the judges. What happened? You have the head of DHS who's giving all the rules to the employees in the company, if you call that the group, whatever. That, you know, now there are people building the wall won't build the wall now because the head is corrupted. You get rid of the head, then now they can build the wall again. The point is, this is all coming out now because it's about to hit the fan. Crime against humanity, election fraud, and this so-called pandemic, this fake one. It will all hit the news soon and be exposed. And they're all going down at one time. There was a piece, you know, that I shared yesterday on Facebook from the azcentral.com, which is a left-wing rag. It says election auditors say they have data that Maricopa County officials were accused of deleting. And the piece was, it refers to them as being liars. It says in what appeared to be a walk back of the incendiary claim that prompted credulous statements from Arizona lawmakers and even former President Donald Trump. Top Senate Republicans toned down attacks on county officials in the meeting at the Capitol. No, they didn't. They didn't tone down. They didn't retract anything. They said, well, we were going to accuse them of deleting it, but it's a moot point because we have it. We recovered it. And then the council said, asked them, did you recover everything? Or is there any more that you need from the Maricopa County officials? Or do you have it all? It says, we have it all. They have it all. Nothing is ever deleted. Nothing. And we're going to see it happen. The shakedowns. We're going to see the arrest. And we're going to see these people go down for all these crimes that we're seeing here now. Crimes against humanity, election fraud, treason, and this so-called fake pandemic. They're all going down for this. This guy, I forget his name now, he's on the news and stuff, and he's defending the I'm sorry, he's not defending, he's attacking the audits. This guy tried to get in there as a spy, all right? He was sent in by the deep state to be a reporter, but he couldn't produce any press passes. So he tried again another week and couldn't get in. So then the AG or whoever, the Secretary of State for Arizona got this guy again and sent him in as an observer. And this guy went in as an observer. And this is how we're getting leaks now about what's happening in there, because this guy was in there as an observer and he was really a spy. And now he got found out, kicked out. And now he's freaking out on TV. because he knows that, you know, that they're really doing this thing for real. It's happening. And they found the, you know, the proof of it already, the fraud. So we're on the verge of some really big changes here. Wisconsin is now in audit mode. New Hampshire is now officially recounting. They're actually recounting as we speak, I believe. And now we have Vernon Jones of Georgia, a former Democrat turning Republican after he saw the steal. Supported Trump, you know, on the impeachment. Supported Trump, you know, on January 6th. And he's out there saying we need an audit in Georgia. We're going to see it, y'all. So far, three states in audit. One more state audits. It's a wrap. This whole thing overturns. The chaos starts. The military gets involved. And Trump is reinstalled in office again. Probably going to have a lot of people in Congress arrested. And a majority of the Senate arrested. And they will require elections for the next, you know, to get those seats filled. Probably will occur this November. And the military probably will have to control the scene by being temporary government for a while. This is what we're going to see soon. You know, if all things go well, we're going to see this happen. And we're on the brink of all these changes here, y'all. So just hold the line. Keep praying. Believe God is still in control. And if God decides that he wants to change the plans and make things go the opposite way to bring about his 7-year period of judgment on earth, so be it. But for right now, and until we have that memo from God, just believe that this is our time. This is it, y'all. We're going to see a change happen. We're going to stop this deep state cabal, at least for a little while. They will come back, you know, again. But, you know, for now, we can sustain them a little bit, keep them, you know, away, rather, a little bit longer. Save as many kids as we can for as long as we can. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow.